As you know, we are starting a series, or as you might read, called Last Day People. And this is out of 2 Timothy chapter 3. Before we do that, I'd like us to go through just our confession here before we get into a little bit into the Word. And if we can say this together, it says, the Word of God reveals Jesus to me. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. It's a light unto my path. I will walk in its light. Thank you, Lord. You know, a few weeks ago, we introduced three different major, I guess, focuses that we were doing as a church. One of them was on Share One, and there was a small card we gave out to everybody with a gospel on the back of it, gospel message, encourage ones in the next few months to give opportunity to actually share your faith verbally, share the gospel message. I mean, it's good that we prepare the soil by loving and doing activities, but still, it's the Word of God that people have to hear for salvation, and so for them to have faith. And so we gave these out. These are available back there in the foyer and throughout. Has anybody yet got to share in the last few weeks to actually share the gospel with anyone? Anybody? Well, you know what? If you've done that, I encourage you to tell us, let Pastor Ron know, Pastor Tom know, or myself, and we're not saying you have to do this, but we would like to hear that. I'm sure you guys would like to hear. You know, our responsibility is not necessarily to change someone's hearts, it's to share the faith. We are the, you know, we talked about sharing the gospel message. It says preach. We are to herald or to speak that. It's the Holy Spirit that does the work in someone's heart. Yes. You know, and that takes a lot of pressure off us. Yes. You know, think, you know, as Clarissa shared, you know, it's nice to know that it's God who does the healing. It's us who really takes the risk and release that faith and that prayer. And that's what God is doing, is saying, release those words, release my heart, my spirit, and then I'm going to be there with you, backing you up. So it's not like we're out there on our own. The other thing we talked about, Pastor Tom shared about inviting, and we listed back here on this back board, there's about 500 names back there. You know, some of you might not even remember what name you put on there, but God doesn't. God remembers all them. And I again, like us to just extend our hand, and we're just going to believe and for those ones whose names. And you know what? If you've not written, or if you maybe never thought of someone else, there's paper and little papers back here. You just go write their names down and we will put them on that board. But let's pray together and believe. Father, we just thank you that you know every name on that board. You know what's going on in their life right now. And Lord, we release your blessing. You, Lord, that release your angels toward these people, God, and your Holy Spirit, Lord, to draw them into your kingdom, Lord. For your desire is to bless them. Your desire is for them to fulfill their destiny, God. Your heart is not to see them perish, but them to have eternal life. And we just agree together for that, on behalf of each one, each person on that that's written down in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. And the last thing, just again, remind, if you've not gotten one of these are back there on my community. And we talked about how every one of us has a circle of influence, circle of people that are around. It could be several circles. It could be family, could be you know, where you work, your neighborhood, and everything, and to really be looking at how God wants you to touch those areas. Has anybody identified any of those areas yet? You guys identified any of those? And just believe for God to continue. We're believing for God to impact those people and help them to come into a kingdom. So as we saw in the bulletin that we're going to start the series starting today, and we're going to be in it for about another, probably I think it goes to till Christmas. But we have some guest speakers. I know next week, Pastor Vic Vales from up in Toledo, who's going to be at the mark. He's going to be sharing with us. I know first week in December we have the Chamberlains out of Missouri is going to be sharing. But in between that, you know, we're going to be focusing on this. And it's found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. And it says, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. And it goes on and starts listing a whole bunch of other things in there, other types of people. And we're going to focus on each one of those. So today we're going to just spend just a few minutes here on what it means, this whole thing of people lovers selves. And you know, the thing is, it says here that it's going to be terrible days because of these kind of people. That's what it really is saying. And so when I look at that, I said, well, and to be difficult, it talks about the last days to be terrible times. What that word really actually it means, and most of us know what terrible means, but it just means it's hard. Life's hard. That's really what it says. Life's hard. It's hard to even approach life. It's hard to bear life. You know, it's just that sense of there's hardness. And so we think each one of these individual things that he says, the kind of people, it's going to make life hard because of the way these people live. But, you know, the thing is the reciprocal of that can also be true. That if we didn't live like that and we helped others not live like that, life wouldn't have to be like that. You know, it doesn't mean we don't go through things. It doesn't mean we won't experience some difficulties. But also, life can be different if we don't live for ourselves, if we're not just lovers of ourselves. And yet, you know, God, how many have ever read through the Bible and found that this seems like this verse contradicts this verse? You ever seen that? You know, that things are just seem like, you know. But see, I believe the scripture, it reveals the heart of God. And if you want to see the heart of God, you got to look at all the scripture, not just take this verse and this verse. You know, and I appreciate Elizabeth Moore, the verse she shared. You know, here we're talking about that God said that if we're focused on ourselves, then it's going to make things difficult. But do you know what the second commandment is? Second greatest commandment is? Love your neighbor as yourself. Well, then how does that, if I'm not supposed to love myself, how am I supposed to love my neighbor? But he says, love your neighbor as yourself, which means I'm supposed to love myself. So there's this healthy perspective that God has. And how many somebody ever misunderstood you? How many of you ever misunderstood somebody else? Can we misunderstand God? Exactly. We can misunderstand. And be careful not to jump too quick when you're going through the scripture and say, well, that's what that means. You know, to look and say, God, what does this mean? Because, you know, without the Holy Spirit inspired the Bible. So he's the author. So Holy Spirit, what did you mean by this? Why did you even write that? You know, why did you even tell this person, put that in this person's heart to write that story down? You know, to write that part down. You know, there's all kinds of reasons, and I believe he'll show us that. So we get into this whole thing of communication, and you know, and this word to love, when he talks about loving our neighbor as yourself, that word is basically describing the attitude of God toward us, toward his son Jesus, toward life. So really it's saying, have the same attitude that God has toward your neighbor. Have that attitude toward others. And it's the same word that he had for God so loved the world, gave his only son. Now, there's a verse where we talk about this word. When we say lovers of themselves, Jesus said that, part of this, first of all, I guess, is to realize, do you believe God is for you? Because your perspective of how you see God towards you is greatly going to determine, first of all, how you live life, and second of all, how you treat other people. Your whole perspective. So if that whole perspective, if you don't believe, you know, the whole thing of walking with somebody and basically not denying yourself of certain things comes from an aspect of trust. And if you don't trust God, then there's a lot of stuff you're not going to do for him. You're not going to live for him that well. I mean, I'm saved, but do I trust him enough for my future outside of planet Earth? You know, I mean, I'll trust you when I get off this planet, you know, but do I trust him enough for my life here? Do I trust him for decisions? Do I trust him with my family, my work? You know, do I trust him? Do I really trust him? And some of that is our perspective of believing what is God's perspective toward us. Now, this same one who says, don't be lovers of yourself, he's the same God who said, Jesus said, I have come that you may have abundant life and have it to the fullest. So this seems like there's this tension there between these two verses. I'm not supposed to be loving himself, but he said, I came that I may have abundant life. You know, in Psalm 20, and I'm going to read all of it. It's a great psalm. Read it. And verse 4 says, may he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. This is the Holy Spirit speaking this. Says, may we shout for joy over our victory and lift up our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now, does that sound like a God who wants to deny you of a great life? You know, on in another psalm, Psalm 37, it says, take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So what's this work? When, you know, over here he says, don't be a lover of yourself. But over here he's saying, I want to give you the desires of your heart. I want to give you the abundant life. I want to give you these things. How does this work in a healthy way? How does this blend together so that I can live this abundant life, have this, and yet not end up being self-centered? You know, when we focus on ourselves, all focusing on ourselves causes fragmentation. I mean, it does. Have you ever been around somebody who's been focused totally on themselves? Yeah. Have you ever been focused on yourself? I have. It doesn't tend to make things work well, you know. And so God's saying, you know, I want things to work well. I want life to work well. You know, Jesus, there's a great example in Matthew 26 when Jesus had to go to the cross, you know. And he was honest. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying to God, I don't like this, God. I know, is there some other way? God himself, Jesus, was saying this to his Father. He said, Father, he said, isn't there another way? You know, don't think that Jesus, that this was a cakewalk for him. I mean, this wasn't like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go over there. I'm going to die on the cross. You know, no, he was struggling. The Bible says so much stress was in his life. It was like he was sweating blood. And he was asking, Father, I mean, he was only, what, 30-something years old. And he was going to go through all this stuff. And he says, Father, he said, is there another way? But not my will, but your will. So that whole process was a process of what he was saying. It says, Father, is there another way? Now, we're not going to get into all the fact that Jesus was God and man and how that works, but he was saying, is there another way? But he was saying, but if there's not, I trust you. This is what you told me to do, and I trust you. And you know, when we trust God, everybody benefits. Not just us. Everybody benefits. Did we benefit because Jesus trusted his Father to go on the cross? Did we benefit from that? Tremendously. Whenever we trust God, everybody benefits around, not in just our life, but around us. And that's part of that abundant life. The abundant life only comes from trusting God. If we choose, you know, if we choose to go, where is it? If we choose to go my way instead of his way, that doesn't mean God's going to stop loving you. The Bible says, while I was here, said, why? I hated him. People who deny him, people right today who are obnoxiously cursing him. He says, for he so loved the world. People who are out working to deny his existence, he loves them. He loves them. He doesn't love what they're doing, but he loves them. And he wants, this is the same God for even them who said, I came that you may have abundant life. So what did Jesus say? How does this happen? Jesus said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up the cross and follow me. Now, that is not a popular statement in the United States of America. You know, to deny ourselves. You know, it's like, oh, you see, he's calling right now and we have to deny ourselves. He's going to tell you. Say, deny yourself. But how does that happen? How can we deny ourselves? You know, and the thing is, it's not just a matter of, okay, deny myself. I got to take my will and bend it. You know, I got to stop making this, you know, I, and And so really, basically, it's myself. And we do have a part. But that's why he sent the Holy Spirit to live in us. Because part of denying herself is not just stopping. You know, it's not just don't do this. It's just if you do this, you won't do that. If we're about doing God's will, we're going to be denying what we're not supposed to be doing. And so it's a matter of, and all of this, if you're catching this, is all out of a relationship. If you're going to get a list of commandments and do's and don'ts, you're going to have trouble with that verse of denying yourself. I mean, you might succeed in some things, but if you're in a relationship and you allow the Holy Spirit to help you and say, Father, what do you want to do today? We're just going to walk together. We're going to believe. We're going to walk in victory. We're going to walk in belief. We're going to walk in faith. Even when I see, you know, this happening and my kids doing that and my that's happening in society and this is going on, I'm going to walk in faith and believe because my eyes focus on him. So, I'm not saying that's easy to do, you know, but the power of the cross, we're going to get into that next week. Or not next week, 2 weeks. But there is power in the cross of Christ. There is power. Apostle Paul said, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. There's power in the cross for every one of us. And that power, that cross, every one of us has, you know, every one of us has a cross to bear. But that cross, when we look at it, sometimes we look at it as death, but it's not, it's life. Because in that cross was forgiveness of our sin. In that cross was release of condemnation. In that cross was a choice now I can make of a new life. Before that, I couldn't. Before it was works, before it was myself. But in that cross, I could choose a right attitude. I could choose to love where before I couldn't. I could choose to forgive where I couldn't before. So the cross of Christ has that power. If our worship team could come back up. One last verse here. We'll share that some other day. This here, I would say, is the formula for success whenever we want in our whole walk with God. It's James chapter 4, verse 7, 8. First of all, there's three parts to this. It says, submit yourselves then to God. Really what that's saying is, trust in God. Trust God with your life. Resist the devil. There is our part of resisting. Saying, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to fall into that. I'm not going to, you know, every temptation, everything we get into usually starts off with one step at a time. Usually when we get into wrong patterns of thinking and life issues stuff, a lot of times it's one step at a time. And so this again, say, God, I'm going to take that step of trust. One by one, I'm going to trust, I'm going to resist. And he promises, resist the devil and he will flee from you. And then it says, come near to God and he will come near to you. Sort of like a sandwich effect. I trust you, God, I'm going to resist the devil. I'm not going to do what he says, but I'm going to come near to you. To me, that is what it means to take up your cross. That verse right there is taking up a cross. They were coming to God. We're saying, I'm going to submit my life to you. I'm going to resist the devil. You know, Jesus could have went and done his own things. I'm not doing this. You know, I'm going to go do whatever I want. But he didn't. He submitted to God. He drew near to God. And we benefited from that. So if we could go ahead and stand. We're going to just welcome the Holy Spirit. I know we prayed different things today, but afresh again, for you to welcome him to help strengthen you and have a right perspective of the cross of Christ and the power that has in your life. And Father, let's just pray together. Father, we just welcome that you would help us see you in a healthy way. See you in the right way, God. See you in that you're for us, Lord, and you're not against us. Lord, that we see the cross of Christ not just as a religious artifact, God, that's on a wall or on a necklace, but Lord, it's the power of you for a new life, the power of you, God, in our hearts, God. Help us know and understand the riches of the power of the cross of Christ. We welcome that, God. We thank you for your heart as we heard this day for us to walk in victory, and we welcome that victory released in each life. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask our personal ministry team. They're going to be up front here today. And if you have never received Christ as your Savior, these ones can share with you about that and pray with you about that. If you got anything else you would like prayer for, you want prayer for healing issues, these ones have been trained and they'll be a great blessing. If you just want blessed, maybe it's not, there's nothing wrong with your life. You just want blessed. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, that's great. Just come up and let them pray with you. But go and be the church of the living God and have victory in your life this week. God bless you.